true says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
Hello there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's great to be back here on Holy Spirit Radio. We've got a good show today. What happens when God says no? Unanswered prayer. Why doesn't God answer my prayers? How many times have you been in that situation? Well, I'm here with some good news. That's why I like doing this show, because I always have good news. The good news that I have for you today is there's really no such thing as unanswered prayer. That's the theme of the program. Every time we ask the Lord for anything, we will receive an answer. It might not be as fast as we like. It might not be the answer we want, but we will receive the answer that's best. And that's what we're going to talk about on today's show. If you are a new listener to the program, I want to welcome you. It's just a thrill to be here. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm a full-time Catholic speaker and author. You can find out more about me and the work that I do at my website, followingthetruth.com. This program airs monthly on Holy Spirit Radio. It airs on the first Friday of each month at 11 a.m. with an encore broadcast on the following Sunday at 2 p.m. So it's 11 a.m. on Friday, and then 2 days later on Sunday at 2 p.m. I'm just thrilled to be able to be here on the radio station. This is it's a great honor for me because I'm from the Philadelphia area. I do a lot of speaking around the country, but I am from the Philadelphia area. Holy Spirit Radio was responsible for a great deal of my conversion, going from a lukewarm Catholic to somebody who works full-time for the Lord. So I'm very grateful to the folks at Holy Spirit Radio for allowing me to come on the air. If you have any questions about anything that we discuss, or if you'd like to get in touch with me, maybe to bring me to speak at your parish, which I would love to do, by the way, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. I do want to mention one piece of news before we start. On August the 14th through the 16th, I'll be leading the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House. So if you are someone who tends to be a worrier, like yours truly, and this is the reason I talk so much about overcoming anxiety, because that is my nature. I am someone who tends to worry, and I found out with the help of Jesus Christ, it is able to achieve peace. I would strongly recommend you check into this retreat. I'm going to be leading it. We'll start on Friday night. We'll continue on Saturday, and then we'll wrap up on Sunday afternoon. I'll be giving 5 talks. We'll have Mass each day. We'll have Eucharistic Adoration. We'll have the Sacrament of Confession. It's going to be a great weekend, and it's designed to help you to break free from worry and learn to trust in the Lord. And you can find out more about the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. I also want to add, we will be in the brand new, beautiful, air-conditioned Family Life Center at Malvern, and there is only room for 100 people. So if you're interested, please make sure you go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and make your reservation today. I'm really, really looking forward to this, and I'd love to meet you in person at the retreat. All right, here's what we're going to do. Let's pray before we go any further. Let's pray. Let's put ourselves in the Lord's presence. It's something we forget sometimes, that the Lord is with us, that He's always with us wherever we go. Let's ask for His help. Let's ask for His blessing as we begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank You for this beautiful day. We thank You for allowing us to come together during this radio program. We ask You to help us to understand unanswered prayer. When You say no, when You say wait, help us to understand that concept. Father, we ask that You bless us, bless all of our family members, bless those around us. Keep us strong so that we may always follow You and attract other people to You as well. Allow us to experience Your peace. Help us to trust You more. And help me, Father, to speak your words on the program today. Help me step aside so that you may speak through me. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, you're ready to get started? I'm feeling good today. I'm excited because we got lots of good stuff to talk about. We're going to play some music to really help you to understand that there is no such thing as unanswered prayer. Now, if you're like me, when you pray, you probably have a list of potential answers for your prayer. It goes something like this: Lord, here's what I need, and here's the way I'd like it fixed. And by the way, I need it today. Can you do that for me? And the problem with the Lord is he doesn't operate like our favorite fast food restaurant. He's not a vending machine. And we live in a society where we like what we want when we want it. That doesn't work. It doesn't work that way with the Lord. And as I hope you'll realize as we go through this program, oftentimes when the Lord asks us to wait, when we're praying and we're not receiving an answer fast enough, there's a reason. Well, there's always a reason. Sometimes that reason is because we're not ready. We're not ready to receive what he wants to give us. Sometimes he just wants us to get closer to him. Sometimes he has to say no because what we ask for isn't good for us. And that's something we should remember. We're going to look at Scripture. We're going to look at our Lord's words today on the Sermon on the Mount. When he talks about ask and you shall receive, we all know that. But we sometimes forget what he said after that, that he would never give us anything that's not good for us. Ultimately, you and I are destined to go to heaven. That's why we're here. We're here in this world not to have a great time, not to accumulate lots of money, not to become famous, not to live a life of comfort. We're here to live a holy life so that we can get to heaven. That's what it's all about. Sometimes we lose sight of that. And when the Lord has to say no, when the Lord has to say wait, when the Lord has to delay answering, the reason is because we need that help. And it'll help us to get to heaven one day. So here's what we're going to do. Let's take a look, or let's take a listen to, I should say, a song that I really like. This is by Colin Ray. The name of the song is What I Need. And this song is all about asking the Lord for things, but receiving different things in return. A lot of times we ask for what we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we need. And we'll be back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more about it. Colin Ray, What I Need.
I knew all the answers, the way my life should go. And when I used to say my prayers, I would tell God so. It seemed he wasn't listening, I thought he didn't care. But looking back, it's plain to see he was always there. I prayed for strength, and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, and I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. Not saying that it's easy, or that it doesn't hurt, but nothing seems to go my way, nothing seems to work. But these days I'm getting better at going with the flow.
accepting that sometimes the answer to a prayer is no. I prayed for strength and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage and I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. Every time I've had a door slammed in my face, in time a better one was opened in its place. I prayed for strength and I got pain that made me strong. I prayed for courage, but I got fear to overcome. When I prayed for faith, my empty heart brought me to my knees. Oh, I don't always get what I want, I get what I need. No, I seldom get what I want, but I get what I need.
Isn't that great? Colin Ray, What I Need. I seldom get what I want, but I get what I need. Isn't that amazing? And it's difficult. That's a difficult thing for us to accept. And I like the way in the song that he said, sometimes it hurts and sometimes it's not easy. Absolutely. I know that I struggle when I ask the Lord for something and he either says no, or he says, you have to wait, or he gives me something I didn't ask for. It's difficult. But that is where we grow closer to the Lord, when we go to him and he answers us and it's not what we expected. And then we go to him in prayer again and grow closer to him and say, Lord, can you explain this to me? Can you let me know why it is? What are you trying to teach me here, Lord? Sometimes you'll get an answer. Sometimes you'll get, well, Gary, you have to trust me. And that's the difficult thing, but that's where it's so important for us to have a strong faith. And the way that faith grows, how does faith grow? Faith grows by every day turning to the Lord, praying, reading scripture. If you can get to daily mass and receive the Eucharist, that is an absolutely huge step. And it's something that changed my life, because the grace that you receive from the Holy Eucharist draws you closer to the Lord. And what happens when you draw closer to the Lord? You start understanding that he knows best. You might never fully understand his ways, but remember in sacred scripture, Isaiah chapter 55, we're told that God's ways are not our ways. That as high as the heavens are above the earth, that's how different God's ways are from our ways. And it's a good thing, isn't it? And one thing I always like to console myself with is, when the Lord does say no, when I pray for something and he does say no, I realize that my will differs from God's will. That's the secret of holiness. The secret of holiness is when my will is surrendered to God's will. So when he says no, that lets me know, hey, I was on the wrong track. I wanted something that wasn't good for me. Thank God he didn't give it to me. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when I was a child, there were things that I wanted and my dad and my mom wouldn't give them to me. And I was so frustrated. I remember, you know, I grew up in Northeast Philly, and I grew up in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And I remember when everybody in the neighborhood, well, a lot of kids in the neighborhood, that's what I used to say, everybody in the neighborhood. A lot of kids in the neighborhood had these mini bikes, which are these little motorcycles, and you're not supposed to ride them. They were technically illegal to ride, but the kids had them, and when the police would show up on the street, they'd have to turn the motor off. It was just a big sham. But some of the kids would have these, and I wanted one of these so bad. My parents wouldn't let me. And he said, no, it's not right. You're not supposed to have that. But this is an example of something that I wanted, and my parents knew that it was dangerous. And plus, they were illegal to be ridden on the street, but they knew what was best. I didn't. It's the same way if your child says, can I have that sharp knife? You're not going to give your child a sharp knife. They can cry, they can kick and scream, as we do sometimes when we don't get what we want. But if you love your child, you're not going to give them something that will harm them. That leads me to a scripture passage that I really love. This is from the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 7 of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, beginning in verse 7. It starts out with something that we need to remember, but it also goes on to explain something that we also need to understand. Matthew 7:7 starts out, ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Now, unfortunately, here's what happens. A lot of times, what we do is we stop reading right there. And we say, all right, it's right in the Bible. If I ask, I'll receive. Boom. Not quite. Listen to what Jesus goes on to say. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Okay, so far so good, right? He's still saying the same thing. You ask, you're going to receive. Well, that is true. But he goes on to explain in more detail what he is stating. Jesus says, or what man of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Did you catch that? Our Father in heaven is not going to give us something that's not good for us. Our Father will only give us what will help us to get to heaven. Why on earth would we want anything that would harm our chances of getting into heaven? Well, the reason is because we have a fallen human nature, and we can be self-centered. And we want what we want because we like it. I can't tell you how many times I have prayed for things, and I really wanted them. And I gave the Lord a whole list of reasons why I should get these things. I remember when I was in high school and college, I wanted a girlfriend, and I knew the type of girl I wanted, and I picked out a couple winners. And I said, Lord, here you go. These girls are the right girls for me. Never worked out. I know when I got out of college, I was looking for jobs, and I picked out these jobs that were perfect for me, and I got turned down for several of them. Looking back, in retrospect, I see that these were not good for me. These situations were not good for me. I may never fully understand why they weren't good for me. Some of them I can see. I can look, and I can say, yeah, that wouldn't have worked. That would have been a bad idea. Thank you, Lord, for saying no. But other situations in my life I can't understand. And that's okay. Remember, we're not God. We don't have to understand everything that happens. That's where the trust comes in. So what I would encourage you to do is keep praying for a greater faith. Keep getting to know the Lord. Because the more you get to know him, the more you'll trust him. And I would also ask you to look back in your life. To look back in your life. And to see the many times that the Lord has come through for you. And to look back at some of the times when he said no. And see if you can't tell why he said no. And again, you might be able to, you might not be. I would suspect that sometime you will be able to look back and see how his no was really a blessing. So let's continue. We're going to continue to talk about this. I've got some more music that I want to play coming up, but the whole purpose of this hour today is dealing with unanswered prayer. And my message to you is there is no such thing as unanswered prayer. No is a valid answer. And here's the other thing. If the Lord doesn't say no, if he doesn't say no, keep asking. Don't give up. That's another big mistake that we make sometimes. We give up. We become frustrated. We think we're bothering the Lord. Well, the Lord, fortunately, is not like me. After a while, I'm going to get annoyed if somebody keeps knocking on my door, bothering me about something. And I might say, listen, didn't I tell you already? And we all do that. But the Lord doesn't do that. The Lord wants us to continue to ask Him for what we need. Let's keep doing that, but let's also be open to what it is that He gives us, even if it's not what we want. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every month on Holy Spirit Radio. The purpose of this show is to help you walk with Christ every day. Following the Truth, the title means following the way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ, the way that we will experience peace in our life, the way that we will get close to the Lord, the way that we will get to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He's the life. He's the reason that we wake up in the morning. We wake up because the Lord allows us to wake up. And I think we sometimes forget that. And I know in my life, I'm working on trying not to complain so much about the little things, trying to be grateful for things, for the blessings that the Lord has given me. Oftentimes, the blessings don't look like traditional blessings. And I have to tell you, in my life, I mentioned on the program before that I was a cradle Catholic. Went to church every Sunday throughout my life, went to Catholic school for 12 years, but I was incredibly lukewarm for the first 40-plus years of my life. In 2004, I had what I considered a pretty scary health crisis. I started experiencing some really strange symptoms, some really difficult times for me. I went to the doctor. The doctor did some tests, found some other problems. But to make a long story short, they never really found what was wrong with me. But in the meantime, that caused me to grow much closer to the Lord, to take my Catholic faith seriously. I began to listen to Catholic radio. I began to read Scripture. I began to go to daily Mass. And guess what happened? I encountered Jesus Christ, and I became close personal friends with Christ for the first time in my life. Even though I was receiving Him every week, even though He was always right there for me, I never took the time to get to know Him personally. Well, this apparent crisis in my life brought about this incredible conversion. And now, 11 years later, I'm working for the Lord full time as a speaker, as an author. I never in a million years would have thought that I would have done this. But that's what happens when you have that encounter with Christ. And for me, it all started with something that on the surface seemed very painful. But it was a great blessing. Sometimes our greatest blessings don't look like blessings at all. But we always have to remember that God can always bring good out of anything that happens to us. And if something happens to us, it's for our good. Romans 8:28. That's one of my favorite Bible passages. And it's one that I would recommend you highlight. You get out your little highlighter and highlight this. Romans 8:28. We know that in everything, God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. In other words, even if you have a disease, even if you lose your job, even if you lose a loved one suddenly, it's all designed for your good. God is allowing it to happen because that's going to help you. You might not see it, but it is. I want to play a song now. The name of the song is Blessings by Laura Story. And I think you're going to like this message. This message is all about these unexpected blessings, these non-traditional blessings. They don't look like blessings at all, but in reality, the Lord does bless us, even with suffering, even with crosses. So we'll give a listen to this, Blessings by Laura Story. We'll be back on the other side to talk about the agony in the garden.
We pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity, We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Wasn't that a great song, Blessings by Laura Story? One of the things she said there really was powerful. She said that the pain that we experience in life can remind the heart that this is not our home. And I think that's a crucial lesson for us to remember. This isn't heaven. The Lord never promised us that we would lead a pain-free life. He didn't. His mother didn't. This life has its crosses. This life has its difficulties. This life has its challenges. But the next life in heaven is going to be a life without problems that will last forever. No pain, no suffering, no agony, just complete happiness. You see why it's so important for us to hang on and to carry our crosses with the help of the Lord. Whenever I'm speaking at parishes, I like to read something from Sacred Scripture the story of our Lord's agony in the garden. This comes from Luke chapter 22. Now, I want you to pay attention when I read this and remember that Jesus himself dealt with suffering. He dealt with tremendous suffering. And on the night before he died, he asked his father for something. And guess what? He got something else. This is one of the most powerful lessons that I've ever seen about when God says no. Our Lord was setting a great example for us. Luke chapter 22, verse 39. And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, remove this chalice from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, "Why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation." Jesus, in his agony, was asking the Father that the cup of suffering that he was enduring and was about to endure in a big way would pass him by. He was asking for that. Because remember, Jesus was divine, but he was also human. So as a result, he was able to pray, just as you and I can pray, to the Father. And in his humanity, the Lord allowed himself. Now remember, he didn't have to do this, but he allowed himself to experience the same dread that you and I experience when we're scared, when we're dealing with a fatal illness, when we're dealing with a job loss, when we're dealing with the death of a loved one, when we're dealing with something that we don't want to endure. Jesus allowed himself to feel that. And he prayed, "Father, if it be your will, please let this suffering pass me by." That's why I tell you that it's okay for you to pray for your illness to be taken away from you. It's okay to pray for that. Don't feel bad about it. It doesn't mean that your faith is weak. What it means is that you're imitating Jesus, but also imitate him and pray that if it's not your will, Father, then your will be done. I surrender my will to you, Father. And if you notice what happened with Jesus, that's why this passage is so powerful. Luke is the only one who tells us about this angel. Jesus was praying that the cup of suffering might pass him by. What did he get in return? He got an angel. And that angel strengthened him so that he could pray some more. The cup of suffering wasn't taken away because it was the Father's will that Jesus would suffer. And that suffering resulted in our redemption. So you talk about looking at something that looks painful and hopeless on the outside, but on the inside is incredibly beautiful and powerful. Our Lord's suffering is that example. When you and I are called to suffer, we sometimes can't see what purpose it could possibly have. I've been there, and I'm sure you have as well. But that's where the trust comes in. That's where Romans 8:28, all things work for the good, comes in. That's where looking at our Lord in his agony in the garden can help us, can strengthen us, can help us to remember that the Lord really does know best. I would bookmark that. I would highlight it. It's Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 39. It's such a powerful verse, one that you should read often, especially if you're suffering. And understand that the Lord will also help you. Jesus prayed, an angel was sent to strengthen him. When you pray, you will get something. And again, you might not get what you want necessarily, but you will get what you need. And a lot of times, what you need is that angel to strengthen you so that you can keep praying. My name is Gary Zimek. The name of this program is Following the Truth. Today, we're talking about unanswered prayer. It's my pleasure to be able to bring this show to you every first Friday of the month at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, as well as the first Sunday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, I've got to get used to saying that myself because the time of this program changed, but that's the current schedule for the show on Holy Spirit Radio. It's an honor to be here, and I'm hoping you're enjoying the program. If there's anything that I can do for you, please let me know. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. I will be praying for you. If you need a little strength, if you need some encouragement, always feel free to contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com or visit my website, followingthetruth.com, and you can contact me through the website as well. Now, if you enjoy the radio program, I would encourage you to contact my friends at Holy Spirit Radio, and you could reach them at 215-345-1570, or you can email them at 1570am@holyspiritradio.org. If you like this show, if you feel there's a need for it, if you want to hear more of it, let Holy Spirit Radio know. They're kind enough to let me come in once a month. I love doing it because I want to help you to be able to walk daily with Jesus Christ. I'm here for you. And you let them know if you enjoy the show. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show, too, the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat will be taking place at the Malvern Retreat House, August the 14th through the 16th. I'll be leading the retreat. It's going to be a great time for us all. The space is limited to only 100 people, so if you are interested in signing up, please do so today. All of the details can be found on my website, followingthetruth.com, including the entire schedule for the three-day retreat. That's August the 14th through the 16th at the Malvern Retreat House. All right, we're going to go to another song now. This one reminds us that sometimes God has a different plan than we do. You know, we have an idea of how things should work in our lives, but God has often a mysterious plan. Might not be the one we chose. We might have the same goal in mind. For instance, crossing the street. That's the goal. God might want us to cross that street, but he might have us go around the block a few times first and maybe go a little backwards and then forward. That's the way the Lord works sometimes. This song is all about that. It's When God Has Another Plan by the Greens. We'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more about it.
Forsaken by his brothers, didn't fit the scene. What Joseph dreamed, the coat of many colors was stained with blood and lies, but from this divine appointment, a ruler would arise. When God has another plan, walk on and just say yes. When God that he knows best, when all your dreams are shattered, rest in his sufficient grace. We don't have to understand. When God has another plan, alone and broken heart, questions fill your mind. Changes can be hard that come by God's design. But if you could see tomorrow with a view from heaven's throne, every unexpected struggle
God has another plan. We don't always have to understand when God has another plan. That's by the Greens. It's a great song, isn't it? In the beginning of that song, they talk about the story of Joseph. And if you're familiar with the book of Genesis, the story of Joseph, which begins in chapter 37 of Genesis, it's a great story. Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers. Obviously, they didn't mean something good to result. They just meant they didn't like Joseph. And I mean, you're familiar, I'm sure, with the story of Joseph. They didn't like him. They wanted to get rid of him. They sold him into slavery. He ends up in Egypt. But in an amazing act of providence, Joseph rose to power in Egypt, and he became second in command next to Pharaoh, because Joseph had this incredible ability to interpret dreams. And he became very popular. He became a popular figure. And there was a great famine that arose in the land, and Joseph ended up saving the lives of his father and his brothers. As they traveled down to Egypt, he was able to give them the grain that they needed to stay alive, and he was also able to save the lives of many of the Egyptian people. And one of the things I like at the very end of this story, now obviously, remember, keep in mind that the brothers were up to no good, and Joseph understood that. Joseph understood that they did not mean any good. Genesis chapter 50, verses 20, sums this up, and we could see that Joseph has a really good understanding of the fact that God often has another plan. Here's what he said to his brothers. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. And then Joseph went on to forgive his brothers for doing this to him, because he saw the big picture. And I think that's the problem that you and I face when we let suffering overwhelm us. We lose sight of the big picture. We may not understand the big picture. And as the song said, we don't have to understand when God has another plan. That's where verses like Romans 8:28 are so powerful. Because we trust in God's providence, even if it doesn't make sense to us. Now, going back to the crucifixion, what about the crucifixion made any sense? The Son of God is murdered on a cross? That's how we were redeemed, though. In our eyes, it's something horrible. But in God's eyes, that act of evil was allowed so that you and I could one day be able to live in heaven. We need to walk by faith and not by sight. St. Paul talks about that in his second letter to the Corinthians. But unfortunately, being human, and yes, we are all human, we tend to walk by sight and not faith. We have this problem in that sometimes we really depend on our senses. We look around us and we suffer and we're in pain. We're not happy. And we become downcast because we think it's really bad. And yes, it is difficult. Oftentimes in life, we're asked to carry our cross. And in fact, in Luke 9:23, Jesus explains what we need to do if we want to be his followers. We have to deny ourselves. We have to pick up our cross. How often? Daily. And follow him. Luke 9:23. It's a great verse. So even though the cross can be painful, the cross is the way that we ultimately get to heaven, by embracing the cross, by accepting it. And I'll tell you, if you're able to say, Lord, I accept this cross that you've given me. Or even better, and this is not easy to say, Lord, thank you for the blessing of this cross that you've given me. If you're able to say that, that's an incredible act of love for the Lord. Because even though you don't like it, you're accepting it. And when you do that, you're imitating Jesus, as he gave us that example in the agony in the garden. Father, if it be your will, please let this cup of suffering pass me by, but not as I will, but your will be done. Now remember, you don't have to feel it. Generally, crosses are not going to feel good. But if you accept them, there's incredible peace that can be found. So many times in my life, I've seen things that I could not understand. In 2012, I got laid off from my day job. I was working as a computer programmer. I got laid off for the first time in 30 years. I had a family to support. Initially, it was a shock. But it also gave me the opportunity to go to work full-time for the Lord. Was the future uncertain? You better believe it was uncertain. But the Lord has provided for me and for my family over the past 3.5 years. Is the future uncertain for me? Yes, it is. It still is. But I have never had a better job than this in all my life. A full-time Catholic speaker and author. I just completed my 5th book. And this is all due to the mercy of God. I don't find it especially easy to trust Him. That's not my nature. But one day at a time, the Lord is helping me to trust Him more. And now I can look back and see the many times He's come through for me. I look at my mystery illness and how I thought that was going to be the end of my life. But it wasn't. It was really a way for me to grow closer to Him. So I would encourage you to do the same thing. And please, I am not trying to downplay your suffering. As someone who speaks a lot about overcoming anxiety, I deal with a lot of people who have some very serious illnesses, who have some very serious financial problems. I understand that there are real problems out there. But what I have found is that if you walk daily with Christ, by reading your scriptures, by praying, by going to daily mass if you can, by receiving the sacrament of confession, by spending time in the Lord's presence in Eucharistic adoration, by doing all of this, you're going to feel peace in your life. All the time? Not all the time. But for the most part, you're going to be very peaceful. Now, here's a little distinction I have to make. Sometimes you can be at peace, but not feel peaceful. In other words, you know that it's part of God's plan. And knowing that, through your faith, you can be at peace, but you still might feel a little queasy in your stomach. That's perfectly normal. We have to learn to not be ruled by our feelings in the spiritual life. It's a big mistake, and it's something that I'm prone to, so I need to work at this. I know what it feels like. And we're going to talk about something in the remaining few minutes of the program, something that is very counterintuitive. It's the last thing that you may feel like doing. And that's to praise the Lord when nothing is going right for you. When your life is a mess, the last thing you feel like doing is praising God. But that's the time we really need to do it. Because it's then that we are walking by faith. We're realizing that He's got the master plan. Can you trust Him enough to praise Him, even though your life is a mess? That's the challenge. Now we're going to go to another song now. This song is called Even If by a group named Cutlass. This is all about the fact that we have to learn to praise the Lord even if our prayers aren't answered in the way we expected. I'll talk more about this after the song, but I'm going to tell you this. Learning to do that is a sure way to peace. Even If by Cutlass.
Sometimes all we have to hold on to is what we know is true of who you are. So when the heartache hits like a hurricane, that could never change who you are. and life falls apart, and dreams are still undone. You are God, you are good, forever faithful one. Even if the healing doesn't come. Lord, we know your ways are not our ways, so we set our faith in who you are. Even though you reign high above us, you tenderly love us. We know your heart, and we rest in who you are. Even if the healing doesn't come, life falls apart, and dreams. And life falls apart, and dreams are still undone. You are God, you are good.
Learning to praise God even if the healing doesn't come. That's Even If by Cutlass. And I think that's a very hard thing for us to do. It's the last thing that we can think of, is to praise God when we're not getting our prayers answered, when we're praying for something and it's not coming through. But this is what I found. I found in my life that that's exactly when I need to praise God and tell him how wonderful he is. Does he need to hear that? No, he doesn't need to hear that. You know who needs to hear that? I need to hear it. I need to recognize that God is all-powerful. I need to recognize that he is greater than my problems. I need to recognize that he redeemed me. And I need to recognize that one day I can live with him forever in heaven, even if I don't get exactly what I want. It's a hard lesson. It's one that is not easy for Gary, believe me. But it's one that brings a great deal of peace. We've been talking all hour about unanswered prayer and the fact that there really is no such thing as an unanswered prayer. Every time we pray, something happens. And we will receive. Jesus promised us that when we pray, we will receive. We may not receive what we asked for. We may not receive it when we want it, but we're going to get what we need exactly when we need it. And learning to accept that is the answer to experiencing peace, even in the midst of your suffering. I really want to thank you for tuning into the program today. If there's anything that I can do for you, please feel free to contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you'd like me to speak at your parish, I would love to do that. I travel all around the U.S. and Canada speaking about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. I am local to the Philadelphia area. I live right over the bridge in Jersey. So if you want me to come to your parish, please talk to your pastor and we could certainly work it out. I would love to do it. You can find out more about my work, including the four books that I have out now, including the latest one, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will, by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. And I really appreciate you tuning into the show. I want to remind you that our next program here on Holy Spirit Radio will air on Friday, August the 7th. That's Friday, August the 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So I certainly hope that you'll be able to tune into the program. And please let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know if you like the show and if you would like it to continue. It's been my pleasure to be with you. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm going to be praying for you. And always remember, always, always, no matter what is happening in your life, to keep following the truth, Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you.